Hi there, I'm Jerry. Today I'd like to introduce you to the Sun River 2 Backcountry Tent by Eureka. It's a nice little two-person tent, and I'll show you a little bit about how to set it up. It comes with the tent itself. It comes with a tarp, comes with two poles, stakes, and tie-down ropes, and little bags to put everything in. Like most tents, you assemble the poles. And in this tent, there's an orange strap on the left front of the tent. And that's where we start everything, and we'll refer to that orange strap when we put the tarp on as well. So you insert the pole in the little hole in the orange strap, keeping tension on it. We'll bend the pole and snap it into the hole at the other end. One pole installed. With this tent, there are only two poles, and that keeps the weight down and also makes it real easy to set up. Again, we assemble the pole. Insert it into the hole in the strap at the corner, keeping tension on the pole so it doesn't pull out of that hole. We'll bend the pole and pop it into the other hole. Now, here's a little trick. We've got the two poles, bringing them up in the middle, and at the very top of the tent, there's a little loop and hook fastener arrangement, not Velcro, but an actual loop with a little T-bone thing to hold it together. And that brings the tent up. This tent does not have sleeves for the poles. Not only does that cut down on weight, makes it a little easier to set up since you don't have to push the poles through the sleeves on the tent. In this case, we just pop the little hooks over the poles. And if you know you're going to have dry weather, the tent does not need the tarp. And in fact, when they advertise the weight of this tent, that's the weight without the tarp and without anything extra, and that comes to around 5 pounds. So it's a little heavier than the smallest backpacking tent you can get. But again, it's a two-person tent, so it's a little bit heavier on that account. So there basically is the tent set up. The door has zippers, top and bottom. It's a freestanding tent, so if you don't like where you set it, if you put it on a rock or something, you just pick it up and move it wherever you want to put it. So there's your basic tent. In most cases, around here anyway, we need to be prepared for rain, so I'll put the rain tarp on it. That's also a fairly easy process. Obviously, we want to get the zipper in the front. And this tent has little Velcro straps under the, if we can find them here, under the tarp that attach to the poles that help keep the tarp from sliding around on the poles, particularly in the wind. So we just attach one there and attach one over here. Just our tarp a little bit, get it centered over the tent. There are also little Velcro tabs like that on the back side. I'm not going to put those on right now. Once the tarp is installed, You'll note that there's an orange strap on the left front of the tarp, which goes with the orange strap on the left front of the tent. And these just click into their little buckles. And you have a tent with a tarp that will do you pretty well in the rain. Now this tent has a vestibule, which is just a little area outside the tent but under the tarp that lets us store things outside the tent that don't need to be inside the tent, which gives us a little more space to work with. So creating the vestibule is just a matter of putting a stake in the ground, stretch it out. And this vestibule is zippered, so we can zipper down. And we have this protected area in front of the tent for whatever we want to put there. Little trick here is there's this marker on the zipper on the tarp, so when we zip it up that far, we can leave it like that even during rain, and water will not get in the tent because the vestibule and the tarp are beyond the footprint of the tent, so any rain coming down will get off the tent. So there's your tent with the vestibule. Now the tarp also comes with little cords and stakes so that you can stake out that tarp, which forces it to have space between the tent and the rain fly, which then allows ventilation through the tent. One final point, this tent has a little ventilation hole in the ceiling of the tarp. It closes with Velcro in the heaviest of rains if you're concerned about it, but it has a little stick basically with Velcro that holds the vent opening open. Inside there is some mesh that lets the wind flow through. That allows more wind to move between the tent and the tarp, keeping things dry underneath. Like most tents, this tent has a double zipper. So one goes up, one goes across the bottom. It also has a little strap that'll hold that back out of the way. I'll just push it out of the way for now and crawl into our tent. Now I'm 6'3" and this tent fits me just fine. It's claimed to be a two-person tent, but I'm kind of a big person and I like to use the whole tent. So for me, it's a little heavier than backpacking tents that smaller people can get away with. Next, the tent comes with what they call a little hammock that attaches to the ceiling of the tent with little hooks. I'll put that in and then we'll move the camera around so you can see what that looks like. Okay, here I am inside the tent. We're gonna look at the ceiling now. And there you'll see our little hammock with my wallet in the middle. Give you a little sense of scale for the size of that hammock. And that's about what you see inside the tent. There is only one seam down the middle of the bottom of the tent, so not much area to leak in the rain. That's it for our Sun River 2 dome tent from Eureka. To get the rest of the story, check out our website at exploreemag.com.